Do you swear you won't leave me? I whispered. I tried to control the gasping at least. My ribs were throbbing. He put his hands on either side of my face and brought his face close to mine. His eyes were wide and serious. I swear. The smell of his breath was soothing. It seemed to ease the ache of my breathing. He continued to hold my gaze while my body slowly relaxed, and the beeping returned to a normal pace. His eyes were dark, closer to black than gold today. "Better?" he asked. "Yes," I said cautiously. He shook his head and muttered something unintelligible. I thought I picked out the word overreaction. "Why did you say that?" I whispered, trying to keep my voice from shaking. "Are you tired of having to save me all the time? Do you want me to go away?" "No, I don't want to be without you, Bella, of course not. Be rational. And I have no problem with saving you either. If it weren't for the fact that I was the one putting you in danger, that I'm the reason that you're here." "Yes, you are the reason," I frowned. "The reason I'm here, alive." "Barely." His voice was just a whisper, covered in gauze and plaster and hardly able to move. "I wasn't referring to my most recent near-death experience," I said, growing irritated. "I was thinking of the others. You can take your pick. If it weren't for you, I would be rotting away in the Forks Cemetery.